Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we will continue our study on talking with God. Is Tina on the line? All right, we will go ahead. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening. So grateful, so thankful, so honored to be in your presence tonight as a body of believers, family, and friends, oh God. Yes. We're so grateful for you being in our midst. We ask you to have your way on tonight, oh God. Have your way with the speaker. Have your way in this entire Thursday night Bible study. Have your way with everyone who has dialed in and will dial in as we proceed. Father, we just thank you and praise you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You lead us and guide us through all of our coming and our going, in our waking and our sleeping hours, oh God. We thank you for everyone who is on the line. Let them have a listening ear, oh God. Let them empty out their hearts, oh God, their spirit, oh Father, for you to fill up us all with your Holy Spirit. Revive us again, oh God. We just, oh God, ask you to continue to bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken, oh God. And we just come with our cups lifted up, emptying out ourselves, oh God, for you to fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Oh God, be that light that shines through us, oh Father, to draw another to you. Let us continue to show the love of Jesus and be ready, oh God, for what you would have us to do each and every day. We thank you for your provision and protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Amen. So our speaker tonight will be Elder Dennis Yelverton, and we are going to turn it over to him.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, everybody, for being in attendance. And I give honor to God for the opportunity to be before you once again. And we're going to get right to it. So, of course, you know, we know by now that our theme is talking with God. And, you know, we know that the way that we do that is through prayer and the study of his word. Yeah. Now, you know, I hope that most of us, you know, by this time have a fairly well-developed prayer life, you know, where we've established, you know, a pretty substantial foundation. You know, I like to believe that, you know, we've, as long as we've been talking about this, we've kind of accepted that prayer is important.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't just, you know, suddenly, you know, the building doesn't just appear out of thin air. You know, that building has to have a foundation. It has to be built on something. So you lay a foundation, and then upon that foundation, you can build a building. And of course, the better your foundation, the better that building is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to have a very strong prayer foundation so that we can build some strong, steady prayers on it. You know, right now, you know, it is a praying time. You know, our pastor always says, you know, it's a praying time. And, you know, we don't have to look far to realize just how true that is. You know, every day, you know, we look at the news, you know, look in your neighborhoods, we can see, you know, that we need to pray.
Yeah.
And of course, in order to do that, we have to have that foundation of prayer.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I believe that, you know, there are things that we know to pray for automatically. You know, there are, you know, some things that, you know, we can call them no-brainers. Because we know, you know, that those things are what we should pray for. You know, you know, God has revealed some things, you know, in his word, you know, for what we should pray for.
Right? Yeah.
You know, Romans 15:4 says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Right?
Amen.
So we know from the word that we should pray to God, you know, to help us to read his word. His word, you know, we get from his word that we need to read his word in order to get a deeper understanding of his word, that we might be more consistent in the things that we pray for.
Yes.
So we know that you know, his word tells us that we should pray for those things.
Mm-hmm.
As we look at Luke 11, 2 through 4, and that, of course that's one variation of the Lord's Prayer. And that says, so he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Yes.
So from Luke, again, you know, the word tells us what we should pray for and how we should do it. So we know to pray and ask God for our daily needs. That's, you know, again, you know, no brainer. You know, we know that we need to ask God for the things that we need.
Yes.
If we want to receive the things that we need. So we know that we pray and ask God for our daily needs, to meet our needs. And then we know to pray and ask God to forgive our sins. Again,
yes.
that's you know, that's in his word. And, of course, we know to pray and ask God to help us to resist temptation and to forgive those that are indebted to us, because that is what Jesus taught his disciples.
Yes.
So the word tells us, you know, the things that we should pray for. So, you know, if we don't know what to pray for, we don't know how to pray, we go to the word. And the word gives us, you know, those things that we should pray for.
Yeah.
Now, James 5:16 says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective servant prayer of a righteous man avails much. Right? So, again, the word tells us that, you know, if we go to the word, we confess our sins to one another, we pray for one another, we will be healed. And that our prayers are effective. If we are fervent in our prayers, our prayers will avail much. Our prayers will accomplish that which they are supposed to accomplish. So, again, we know to pray and confess our sins because that's what the Bible tells us to do. So, many, you know, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to be Bible scholars. You know, we don't have to you know, to be, you know, all ministers, you know, pastors or you know, somebody with some big title. All we have to do is study the word, talk to God, and he will tell us, you know, what we need to know. He will tell us what we need to pray for. He will tell us how to have our requirements met. So all we have to do is trust the word. So when we don't know what to pray, or we don't know how to do it, you know, we go to the word of God. And God's word will tell us what to pray and how to pray. And I want you to start out, you know, like that, you know, with some of the things that we know to pray, because that, you know, that's the easy part. You know, it's easy if we seek God. If we trust God, if we study the word of God, it's easy to know what to pray for. And the truth is, if we are born-again believers, if we are children of the Most High God, living should tell us what to pray for. You know, just experiencing life should tell us the things that we need to pray for.
Yeah.
So, you know, in many cases, you know, what we should pray for, you know, is very easy for us to understand. It's easy for us to achieve. I mean, even as parents, we know to pray and ask God to help us to bring up our children, you know, and train them according to the instructions of the Lord. You know, and to do that without causing them exasperation or causing them extreme distress. And again, we can go to the word. You know, Proverbs 22:6 tells us to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they will not turn from it. So, you know, again, we find exactly what we need to do, you know, in the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." So our, you know, we, all we have to do is pray to, you know, to God to help us to bring about your, you know, yeah, and we pray, you know, on our, we have on our prayer line every, you know, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. we pray. And one of the things that is always on our list is the children, is the protection of children. Because children can't defend themselves. You know, and it's unfortunate some of the things that children have to, you know, some of the things that children have to be protected from. But we continue, we pray for them as parents. We pray for them as members of the community, because you know the truth is I want my children to be successful, but I want everybody else's child to be just as successful. I want them to be just as safe and just as protected. But I know how to accomplish that from a spiritual perspective by the Word of God.
Yes.
So you know we pray for protection for our children. We pray for the ability to raise our children. We pray for our children to grow up to be successful and contributing members of society. And we know to do that because the Word of God. Now, we know how to pray in a lot of situations, in a lot of circumstances. And, you know, we know when you know, we you know, if, and again, I'm speaking to believers, and I'm speaking to people that understand, you know, the power and the importance of prayer. Now, and you know, we might as well acknowledge up front that not everybody does. But if you understand the importance of prayer, you know, we know to pray in every situation.
Yeah.
And we know, you know, we know what to pray for, because again, if we need direction, we can go to the Word for it. But I have a question for you, and that's, you know, that's kind of the title that I want to leave with you for this talk today. And I waited until right now to give it to you, because I wanted to lay out the things that we do know first. But now the question I ask you is, what do we do when we don't know what to pray?
Mm.
Now, you know, I don't know. I don't know about anybody else. And, you know, I can't speak for anybody. But let me ask you, have you ever been so weighed down, you know, so troubled, so oppressed, so attacked?
Yes.
You know, just so beat that you didn't even have words to express it. You know, I can't, you know, I don't, I honestly hope that most of you can say, no, that's not me. But, you know, I can speak for myself. I've been there. You know, I've been in that place where you're just so beaten up that you know you need to pray.
Yes.
But
yes.
You just don't know what to pray.
Right? Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, you know, that's life. You know, that's the world we live in. You know,
yeah.
The world is not kind to us. The world does not like us. So you know, if you haven't been in that position, I pray that you never are. But my word of caution to you would be, get ready.
Amen.
Because chances are good, if you haven't been there, you're going.
Yes.
But there's, and with God, there's always a but. Right? Thankfully, God is so much wiser than we are that He anticipated that we would have times where we had a desire to pray.
All right.
And we had a need to pray. We simply didn't have the vocabulary to pray. But God knew in His infinite wisdom exactly what to do.
Yes.
And if we look at Romans 8, 26 through 27, the Bible says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we
Amen.
Do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yes,
so even when we don't know what to pray, the fact that we know to pray, God can use, and the Holy Spirit will step in for us, and he will intercede on our behalf.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit speaks a language that God understands even when we can't put it into words.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit knows exactly what we need to say, what we're trying to say.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit will intercede on our behalf, and God understands exactly what we're trying to say.
Yes.
So in those times when we are backed up against the wall and words fail us. And again, if this is not you, more power to you. But if it is, hear me. Even when you can't form the words, when life is stomping on you so hard, you just can't put two sentences together. Just know that the Holy Spirit is still interceding on your behalf, and he is speaking loud and clear to God for you and for me. And again, I can't speak for nobody but myself, but I need it. So, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to say, and the Holy Spirit knows that God is not impressed with the multiplicity of our words. It doesn't matter how many words we can put together. Even if we knew what to say, it doesn't matter how many words we say. God's not impressed with how many words we say. He's impressed with the sincerity of our heart.
Amen.
And when the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf, he goes straight to God's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. So when we come in humility, when we submit ourselves to God, even when we can't come up with the words to say in a given situation, the Holy Spirit always makes sure that God gets our message loud and clear.
Jeez.
And that's, if you don't hear anything else, and I'm almost done. If you don't hear anything else, hear this. The Holy Spirit can say what we never could, so much better than we ever could.
All right.
So when we don't know what to say, all we have to do is trust that the Holy Spirit is interceding on our behalf.
Yes.
And all we have to do to ensure that is to align ourselves, get ourselves in the position that God would have us to be in, a position of humility, a position of submission, a position of seeking him.
Amen.
When we seek his face with sincerity of heart, the Holy Spirit in those times, and again, when we know what to pray, we should pray that.
Mm-hmm.
But in those times when we don't know what to pray, we can take comfort in the fact that the Holy Spirit is interceding on our behalf and knows exactly what to say.
Yes, God.
And again, I can't speak for anybody else, but that comforts me because I know. That there have been times when I was so broken that I could not, in my mind I knew the things that needed to be said, but I was too broken to put the sentences together to get it done. But I thank God that he, in his wisdom, gave us the Holy Spirit in those times stepped in and translated my message to God exactly the way it needed to. And he will do the same for everyone else if we give him the opportunity.
Yes.
And I thank you for your time, and I hope I said something that might help somebody. And I will turn it back over to Sandy. Be blessed.
Thank you. Good.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Dennis, for that encouraging word. I know it touched me. And something he said really stood out to me, that through the Holy Spirit, our heart reaches God's heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of God we serve. He is so mighty and so powerful and so holy and so loving, too.
Yeah.
You know, we can have that personal relationship through Jesus' Son, through the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Our heart can reach God's heart. And that encouraged me, and I pray that it encouraged you as well. Amen. Yes. Thank you again, Dennis. We're going to move on to inputs and updates.
30 seconds.
I'm sorry. I have it right here in my notes, and I skipped. I got a little ahead of myself. Yes, Mari, please give us the 30 seconds for tonight.
Blessed Thursday, everybody.
Blessed
I just
Thursday.
Want to say one thing, how anxious you can be sometimes. I woke up last night, called Barnes, said, oh, I apologize, I missed prayer. He said it's Wednesday. I thought it was Thursday. So I made sure I didn't take a nap tonight. But anyway, my inspiration for tonight is we all have our days where we feel we can't survive. Sometimes dreams are shattered, friendships may fall apart, loved ones may hurt us, finances may worry us, sickness may overtake us. We may even lose people we love, but God will always be there to guide us through even the toughest of times.
Yes.
Never lose faith. Hold on to hope, trust in God always, and believe there's a God. Thank you.
Amen.
And look at God, how what Dennis brought us and what Mari brought us, those two tied together just, you know, hand in hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's beautiful. That's God.
And I didn't even
talk
to Dennis.
God.
We didn't even talk to each other.
Right? That's God. Amen. Now we can do inputs and updates.
Hello, this is Linda. I just wanted to ask everybody to keep the Sutton family in prayer for the loss of Barbara Sutton. She is our cousin, a lot of our cousins, and we know that God is in control. So pray for her family that they will keep going and be able to release her in God's time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else?
Continue praying for Deborah Jackson. I'm at my fourth day of radiation treatment. I really need your prayers. The devil has been really fighting me. I hate to give him praise. No praises belongs to him. All the praises, hallelujah, belongs to God. All the glory and the honor, the Lord said, just trust in him. I have to depend on nobody else but God. Hallelujah. I have a but God in my praise today. I have a praise before, because the devil is a liar. He's never told the truth, and God cannot lie. Whatever God says is going to come to pass.
Amen.
I don't know if I'm going to live or die, but I'm going to speak life. How do you say? I'm going to say like Jesus said, they don't take my life. I lay it down.
Right.
I'm dependent.
Right.
I'm going to trust God. I'm going to lead and follow his lead. Whatever God should do, whatever the Lord should do, I'm going to do it. I don't care what. The enemy might fight me. He just gonna have to fight me to the end. I'm gonna put on my fighting shoes. Put on the breastplate of salvation, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and I'm gonna fight to the end. Hallelujah! With all my might, with all, I'm gonna give God my whole heart, my body, and his soul. I'm gonna give him all. As long as the enemy keeps fighting me, I'm gonna put up a fight for Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pray for me, because the enemy's after my soul. He cannot have my soul. My soul belongs to God.
Amen.
Pray my strength in the Lord. I really thank y'all for your prayer. It's been working. It's been helping. And continue to pray for me. Remember Deborah and Jackson in your prayers each and every day, every chance you get. I'm not going to refuse prayer. And I'm going to refuse not to praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. What a mighty God.
Amen. Amen. We touch and agree on your healing right along with you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It reminds me of a song that says we can't let a day go by without praising the Lord.
Amen.
Without praising God.
Can't let a day go by.
Amen.
God, come to you all the time that you was leaving. Can't nobody take nobody away but God.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for his mighty hand over us. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? If not, we will move on to roll call. Is it Linda or Nisha on the line to do roll call?
They got their mute button on.
Good evening. I'm here. This is Linda.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not sure how many people we had on the line last week, but we thank God for each and every one of you. Lee in Virginia. Dennis and Sandy.
Here. Mm-hmm.
Richard and Willamette. Janet and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Boston.
Yeah.
Elvis. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here. Yeah.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Maury.
Here.
Deborah, Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Lorraine. Ken and Cousin.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carlin.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Tantala.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Cynthia. Kim. Tana. Paul. Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis. Michael.
Here.
Tanya White. Lisa?
Here.
Evelyn?
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Deborah Jackson.
Deborah Jackson?
Anyone
else?
I'm here.
Charles.
Lisa?
Charles? Anyone else?
Mr. Ola, you might have called me. I didn't hear it, but I'm here.
Okay. Back to you, Linda.
Thank you so much, Linda.
This one
next week.
Okay, back to you, Sandy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Linda. Next week, our open in prayer will be done by Deborah Bradford. And our 30 seconds by Barbara. Now we'd like to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another Thursday night. Most of all, we thank you for another day that you allow us to see, God, a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for giving us our right mind, God, and blood still running warm in our veins. Lord, I thank you for everything that you've done for us this far.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said that all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. And we thank you today. We thank you. It could have been the other way. But we thank you in advance, God, for what you've already done. Oh, God, we thank you for every test, every trial that you brought us through. Oh, God, you have brought us mighty, mighty long ways, God. Lord, we feel no way tired, God. Lord, help us not to give up, God, but to hold on to you, God. Lord, I know your hand is not short that you can't reach and save every one of us, God. Lord, and I thank you for it. Your ears is not dumb. Your ears is not closed to our prayer, God. But we thank you, Jesus. We know that sin separates us from you, God. We confess tonight, God. We ask you to forgive us of any sin that's in our life, God. Move it out, Lord, and clean us up, God. Create in us a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit in us, God. Lord, I thank you, God. We lift our hands to you, God. We thank you for the Bible study. We thank you for the teacher tonight, God, bringing us the word of God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance, Jesus, for what you're going to do, God. Lord, we thank you for your healing power, God. Oh, God, you said by your stripes, we are healed, God. We know that you don't make no mistake, God. You are too wise to make a mistake, God, and you are too just do any wrong, God. Lord, ask you to touch Deborah, God. Continue to touch her body, God. Lift her up, God. Let her know that you are with her, God. You are able to do all things, God. It's no good thing that you hold from us, God. You promise that we prosper and be in good health, God. Give us good health tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we curse that cancer right now in that body, God. Let it go back to the pits of hell. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Lord, remember the bereaved family, Jesus. Lord, touch them, Lord. You said, let not our heart be troubled.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God,
you're not
going to believe you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we know that you are able, God. Let us comfort each one, God. Replace that hurt with love, God. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you
for everyone that's on the line, God. Strength tonight, God. Strengthen their body, God, when they're hurt, God. Numb every pain, God. Oh, God, if their mind, God, regulate their mind, Jesus. And bless our children, God. Cover them with your blood, God. We thank you, God. We place them in your hand. We place this world in your hand, God. Lord, give them wisdom and give us knowledge, God, and understanding tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help us not to lean to our own understanding.
You
said in all my ways, acknowledge you. And you promised to direct our paths, Lord. Lord,
do it
tonight, God. We rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus.
You
said no weapon is called against us. Prosper, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for your power, God.
Yes,
your
God.
Holy
yes,
Spirit, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That dwells in us, God. You said, Lord, I'll be with you always.
Always.
Even
yes,
the
Lord.
End of the
always.
World, God. Bless us tonight, God. Oh,
hallelujah.
God, that we never had before, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, rain down your power, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Each one of us, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, make our sleep sweet, God, with no
thank
distraction
you,
from the
yes,
enemy,
Lord.
God.
Yes,
we know
Lord.
He
yes,
comes
Lord.
To kill, steal,
yes,
and destroy, God.
God.
Oh, never you came that we have
hallelujah.
Life. That more abundantly, God. Oh, God, lift us
thank
up,
you,
Jesus. Touch every heart
yes,
that's
God.
On the line.
Yes,
everyone that's sick, God. Lord, do the healing, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes,
there is power in your
yes,
name,
Jesus.
God. There is power, God. I thank you. Father, we thank you, God. And bless
Lord,
the one,
Lord,
God,
Lord.
That
yes.
need a breakthrough on prayer, God.
Can
oh,
help it for you, Lord.
Free, God. Let them come
hallelujah.
Through, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
the
we
name
thank
of
you, God. We praise you tonight, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, let those angels encamp around each one of us, God.
Yes,
fill
God.
Us up tonight, Father.
Thank
we
you,
glorify
Jesus.
You, God. We thank
hallelujah.
You in advance, God, for what you're going to do, God. And what
yes,
you already done, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God,
yes,
we just see the miracle work, God, through
yes,
this prayer line,
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. And I thank you,
oh,
Lord.
God,
I thank
God.
You
God.
For covering mercy, God. Oh, God, bless us more and more. And we'll give you praise, God,
yes,
tonight, God.
God.
We love you. And we thank you, God.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Lord.
You, Lord,
yes,
for all that you've done, God. You are our
Lord,
you, God. Oh, God, you are our strength, God. And we lean
thank
on you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
I thank you tonight. And we
thank
ask
you,
all these prayer, God, all these blessings, God, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of the Father, in the
Lord.
Name
Lord.
Of the Son,
Lord.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Lord.
In
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank praise
you.
Your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless your mighty name. You deserve the glory, honor, and the praise. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Amen. 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 He does deserve it all.
Yeah.
Family, we just thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you that we could all come together, you know, standing on God's word. You
amen.
Know, this is a great, such a great way to be together. Doesn't matter
amen.
Where we live, how many miles separate us. This is an awesome opportunity for us
yes.
all to come together, to draw strength from each other through
yes.
God's word.
Yes.
And we just wish you a very blessed night, and we
mm-hmm.
look forward to us all getting back together next Thursday night. Again, we say good night.
Night.
Have a great week.
Love
in Jesus' name.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.